The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Fall 2008 Newsletter. Save the date. The fall meeting of the Friends of the Library, NJLBH, will be held on Saturday, December 6, 2008, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The meeting will take place at the NJ Library for the Blind and Handicapped, which is located at 2300 Stuyvesant Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey. Please join us and learn about new developments both at the library and in the Friends organization. We need your input and support and urge you to attend. Lunch will be served after the meeting, and anyone wishing to stay will be asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. A message from the President. Library names new director. The Friends of the NJLBH would like to extend congratulations to Adam Stephen Sapaniak, Jr., who has been appointed director of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. In July 2008, Adam Stephen Sapaniak, Jr. was named Associate State Librarian and Director of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. Adam has been serving as the library's Assistant Director since April 2007. Prior to this appointment, Adam served as Librarian for the Maryland State Department of Education for 7 years at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Handicapped. He has held the positions of Associate Director at the University of Maryland at Baltimore, and Associate Professor and Head of the Science and Engineering Library at the University of Alabama. He has held professional positions within the State University of New York at Brooklyn, the Johns Hopkins University, and the United States Army's Medical Research Institute for Chemical Defense. He also served as Director of the Medical Library for the Maryland State Medical Society in Baltimore. He holds a Master's of Library and Information Science degree from the University of Maryland at College Park. He is a member of the American Library Association and the Library Administration and Management Association. Sapaniak is optimistic concerning technological opportunities for New Jersey's blind citizens. Quote, "Advances in technology continue to level the playing field for the blind and for individuals with special needs, allowing everyone equal access to information." End of quote. We look forward to working with Adam because of his vast experience with library organizations will serve as an asset to the Friends. Assistant Director appointed. Maria Barata has been named Assistant Director of the New Jersey State Library's Library for the Blind and Handicapped, bringing her extensive experience in library administration to the position. She has worked in a variety of library settings, including the State Library's branch at the Department of Environmental Protection, and comes to LBH from the New Jersey Attorney General's Office, where she was library director. Her vast knowledge of library operations and of library networks in New Jersey will be a definite asset in overseeing the day-to-day activities of LBH. Quote, "I love the mission of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped," she stated. "It's exciting to see all the new technologies that will permit us to provide better library services to all our customers." End of quote. The Morrisville, PA resident earned her bachelor's degree from Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania, and her master's in library science from Kutztown University, Kutztown, Pennsylvania. The Friends would like to extend congratulations and are looking forward to working with her. NLS is ready to go digital. The Library of Congress awarded a contract for the manufacture of standard and advanced digital talking book players to Shinano Kenshi Company, Limited, Japan, and Shinano Kenshi Corporation, Plexdoor, LLC, SKC, North America. It was awarded on behalf of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, and some 700,000 of its patrons. The contract's base period is for 3 years with a unilateral government option of an additional 4 years. The first delivery order, valued at $35 million, has been placed for the initial production of 223,837 players. The first players will be manufactured for the NLS in late 2008. A similar contract was awarded to LC Industries in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, to produce mailing containers for the USB flash memory cartridges that will have the audiobooks recorded on them. North Star Systems Incorporated of Rancho Cucamonga, California, was awarded a contract to manufacture USB flash memory cartridges for use in distributing recorded audiobooks to NLS patrons. The cartridges purchased under this contract will permit all NLS recorded books to be issued on either 512 megabyte or 1 gigabyte cartridges. This Northstar Systems contract is the final agreement necessary for the conversion of the National Talking Book Program from analog to digital. Patrons of the library can call the library at 800-792-8322 to register for a new NLS player. The first group of players will be given to veterans in New Jersey, and the second group will be given to those New Jersey patrons over 100 years of age. Additional players will be provided to eligible patrons on a first-come, first-served basis. A membership form is attached to this newsletter for those who wish to join the Friends or pay dues. Please note that the dues for a single person are $15 and $30 for a family. These dues cover an 18-month period from January 1, 2008 through June 30, 2009. The Friends fund a variety of programs including Audiovision, the Children's Summer Reading Program, the Fall Festival, the American Sign Language Story Hour, the Century Garden, foreign language books, and large print books for adults and children. Donations will be accepted on behalf of the Friends for the organization or for a specific program. This is the end of the Fall 2008 newsletter for the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped Incorporated.